All these details, here exposed for the reader's edification, were so submerged in the general tumult as to be lost before they reached the reserved tribune. Besides, the cardinal would not have been much upset, for the license on that day was quite taken for granted. In any case, as his preoccupied expression showed, he had another cause for concern.Which followed hard on his heels and came on to the tribune almost at the same time as he did. That was the embassy from Flanders. Not that he was a profound politician, fussing about the possible consequences of the marriage of Madame his cousin, Margaret of Burgundy, to Monsieur his cousin, Charles, Dauphin of Vienne. How long the understanding patched up,between the Duke of Austria and the King of France would last, how the King of England would take this slight to his daughter, that worried him very little, and every evening he paid tribute to wine from the royal vineyard at Chagil, without ever suspecting that a few flasks of that same wine, slightly revised and amended, it is true, by the physician Guatti, cordially,presented to Edward IV by Louis XI, would, one fine morning, read Louis XI of Edward IV. The most honored embassy of the Duke of Austria brought the cardinal no such worries, but bothered him in another way. It was indeed a bit hard, as we have already mentioned on the second page of this book, that he, Charles de Bourbon, should be obliged to entertain and welcome mere burghers,He, a cardinal. They, sheriffs. He, a Frenchman, fond of the table. They, Flemish beer swillers. And in public at that. This was, to be sure, one of the most irksome smiles he had ever had to assume for the sake of the king's good pleasure.